Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's have a word with Radio City Sports' Alan Irwin about this one. Morning to you, Al.
Good morning, Steve.
So another name in the pot. Do we prefer Unai to Ronald?
Oh, who knows, Steve? It's a gamble every time you appoint a new manager, isn't it? They've all got credentials. Unai Henry's done a particularly good job at Seville. Likes his cup football, doesn't he? Because they were in a final last night, which I watched, actually. They went down
good
to,
final.
They went down to... Well, it was... Not in terms of chances created and football. It was physical, certainly. Three red cards, so that tells a tale. I think there were 11 yellow cards in addition to the three red. So that's. But he has them set up very well, I have to say. But it's what he can bring in terms of, you know, how he spends his money, if he's the man. How much money will he be afforded by Farhad Moshiri? Will he throw another £100 million in for a new manager to spend? I suspect so, because that's how football clubs progress. So it'll be interesting whoever comes in, Stephen. You know what? It's very difficult for us over here to know who is the right man. It's a gamble, isn't it? Each and every time. But it does look more and more as though, you know, Everton are looking overseas. I can't really think of anybody who would fit the bill from the existing Premier League structure who's an English or a British man.
No, that's a fair shout. It feels to me like they're looking at a better pool of talent than maybe they were a few years ago.
I think you've got to be. You've always got to increase your aims and aim as high as you possibly can in that respect. Football moves on. It's a massive business now. The growth is immense. You look at how many clubs have actually moved stadiums. It's obviously a consideration for Everton. It would have been for Mr. Moshiri. With that comes, you know, an expectation. You've got to keep pace with everybody else around you, and Everton are in danger of not doing that, you know. Should they not appoint the right man? Should they not get a stadium move completed over the course of the next 5 years? That's my opinion anyway, because it, in a certain sense, you know, football ground-wise, I think they're being left behind, and that in itself generates money. There's a massive drive to increase hospitality areas. As much as you may not like it, the Prawn Sandwich Brigade play a very, very big part in football, Steve.
In the Mail today, Dominic King says Everton have already held talks with
Pellegrini.
Manuel Pellegrini.
I heard that one.
No, look, no question, he's a decent coach.
He's dour.
Well, but that's it. I think Everton requires a personality.
Exactly, Steve.
I think they need an emotional connection between the fans and the manager.
I've talked about this before. I think quite often football clubs can play a sort of mirror image of how their manager is. You know, you react in the charisma of the managers to a certain extent. Look how Liverpool have reacted to Jurgen Klopp. You know, he plays or asks his team to play with the passion, enthusiasm that he generates off the field. And to a certain extent, you know, that is Jose Mourinho as well, isn't it? You know, Arsene Wenger's Arsenal play pretty football. You know, he doesn't exude a massive amount of passion on the pitch. So, you know, you play in the image of the manager to a certain extent. I think Everton do need a personality. I think you're right. I think the character has got to be right for the football club, because the fans actually feed off that passion, don't they? And that in itself can help move a club forward. Not necessarily saying it's right each and every time, because there'll always be one that goes against the grain and, you know, breaks the rules to a certain extent. So it's an important point you raise, and I would go along with it to 95% extent, really.
My memory's a little bit sort of clouded at the moment. Do you remember a time when...
Early morning, Steve.
Yeah, do you remember a time when Everton fans absolutely loved Roberto Martinez? Did that exist in that way?
Yeah, look at the first 6 months of his tenure at Everton, when they went and won at Manchester United for the first time. David Moyes hadn't achieved it, had he? It was the first victory at Old Trafford since 1992, I think. And, you know, he was approaching hero status at that time. Then they went down to Arsenal, should have won the game, got a wonderful result. They were playing particularly well on the road. The football was bright. After the first month, where they deked out a few boring draws, a couple of them 0-0, where his style was being affected upon the team, so it took time to understand what he wanted. But yeah, he did have a sort of hero status for a short period of time. unfortunately, it started to go wrong at the end of the first season, incredibly. But, you know, football fans and, unfortunately, the media have very short memories as well nowadays, because we've talked about it before, you know, football demands instant results and, you know, fans can be fickle.
Yeah. And the reason I touch on that is because I think if you get an Emery in, all of a sudden he is an instant hero. And I think there's more of a longevity with him being able to hold on to that status, just merely where he's come from and what he's done.
I know what you mean, because Martinez wasn't an instant hero, was he? There were many who said, I'm not sure this is the right appointment, because he'd just taken Wigan down. They might have won a cup. Whereas here you've got somebody whose pedigree and stock is a little bit higher, isn't it? In what he's managed to achieve, hanging on to the coattails of the big boys in Spain, which is always difficult. So that in itself, I can understand you saying that maybe we're aiming high in that sense, and you've got somebody in who's going to maybe, you know, take the fans on a more enjoyable ride.
Hey, I tell you what, there's a piece in The Echo today and they've absolutely caned David Moyes. Elliot Bretland has written this and he says, David Moyes must not be given a second chance after walking out on the football club, and just goes on to detail why Moyes should not be considered at all. Is it right, did Moyes make some sort of hints last week that he would be interested in a return?
I think he's been a studio guest, hasn't he, on a number of occasions on Sky Sports, amongst others, and was certainly asked the question whether he'd go back. I don't think he ever gave a direct answer. He eulogised how much he loved the club and what a great place it was to work. I think he would go back if he was offered the opportunity now. But I'm of the nature that you don't go back.
No,
I don't think it'd be the right move for Everton.
Not right. Right, John Stones, yesterday, did you watch the England game? Did you know the England game was on? I think that caught many by surprise.
I did actually watch that. I didn't see the cup. Well, I saw extra time in the cup final because I'd been working on Saturday. They got over extra time. That was probably the best bit, wasn't it? It sounded a bit dour. But the England game, yeah, because I was here yesterday, I watched it. It takes a lot to enthuse me over England friendlies. The first half was particularly decent, to be honest with you. But England, for me, all the time, Steve, they can score goals, they can attack, but their defensive liabilities, you know, will be exposed in the Euro finals, I think. And John Stones is part of that, unfortunately. I mean, let's face it, John Stones is in the squad, but he hasn't been the best Everton central defender over this season, has he?
No.
You know, you'd probably say that Jagi Elka, on his return, barring his injuries, had performed better.
I think all the England defenders are too nice. You know, that they and I put John Stones into that. I think if you watch the football yesterday, you know, where are the Mark Wright-esque figures? You know, the rough diamonds. We're going to rough up the opposition. Or even, you know, if you've got a corner or a free kick, you're going to put the head on the end of the ball and create something. There doesn't seem to be that within the England squad.
Well, there's been a question asked about that, about Everton this season being too nice, hasn't there? I know Sharpie has said that far too often throughout the course of the campaign. But are you allowed to be a roughhouse defender nowadays, Steve? I don't think the referees would allow it anymore. I know they allow a bit of shirt pulling and jostling inside the penalty area when a corner's coming over, but Everton don't even do that, do they?
All the successful teams have got a little bit of a roughhouse in, haven't they?
Yeah, I agree. You need it. And you need somebody to dominate a game and pick it up by the scruff of the neck at times and actually point fingers at your fellow pros on the pitch. And I don't think England have got any of those either.
And John Stones obviously isn't going to start the Euros, is he? He's going to be the number
like
three
Cahill
choice.
Well, Smalling, doesn't it? Gary Cahill and Chris Smalling. But he's the only natural centre-back in reserve, isn't he? And I know they've got Eric Dyer in the squad, but he's been playing a defensive midfield role for Tottenham. Can fill in at centre-back. But after that, they're a little bit short. It's a gamble that Roy Hodgson says he's prepared to take to accommodate the additional midfielders and attacking players, but he'll still go with the same old dross in the finals, won't he? Because Rooney will come back in. And I don't mean that word in the sense that we're going to see James Milner and Jordan Henderson, but he'll probably start with those in the team, Steve.
Al, thank you very much indeed.
All right, Steve. Cheers,
take care. That's Alan Irwin. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.